For the first time ever, a Black architect has been awarded a Pritzker Prize. That is the most prestigious honor in the field. NPR's Netta Ulibi has more.
The winner, Debato Francis Carré, born in Burkina Faso and based in Berlin, reenacted for me what it was like to get the call telling him that he'd won.
Hey, what? Are you kidding? Are you kidding? What are you telling me, girl?
Carré, over Zoom, was wearing a white-collared shirt and a slightly flabbergasted grin. He was speaking from the capital of Benin, where he's in the middle of designing a parliamentary building. Carré grew up in a tiny West African village where his father was the chief.
There was no school, and my father wanted me to learn how to read and write.
His father, who could not read, wanted his son to be able to answer the letters that came from the government. So Carré was sent, at age 7, hundreds of miles away to a sweltering classroom crowded with other children.
It was very hot. How can I say, like in the oven, you know?
For the first time, Carré thought, I could design a better place for kids to learn. He got a scholarship to study carpentry in Germany. He went to night school there and eventually got another scholarship to study architecture. Carré was still a student when he went back to his village to build a school.
It's this incredible clay brick, very simple structure with this gently arching floating roof.
That's Carolina Miranda, who covers art and urban design for the Los Angeles Times. She says that first building won the prestigious Aga Khan Award. The attention helped Carré establish his own firm. But Carré was not on most people's Pritzker radar.
The scuttlebutt had been that it was probably David Ajay.
Sir David Ajay, probably the best-known Black architect, celebrated for buildings like the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture. This pick, says Miranda, reflects a larger Pritzker trend away from splashy starchitects and attention-grabbing buildings.
This is not Instagram architecture. This is architecture designed to live in.
Sustainable, local, useful. For the school, Carré mixed local clay with cement. The community, supportive but unskilled, pounded the floors and sanded them to an incredible sheen. The architect, Debato Francis Carré, draws not just on African materials, but African ideas about space and form. He wants Benin's new National Assembly building to evoke a traditional experience.
You're sitting like under a canopy of a giant tree.
You know, the council tree, the place where you meet, the place where you talk about life, where you talk about politics, where you make major decisions, and embedding that form in his building design.
Form and values coming together, says Carolina Miranda. The Pritzker Committee said in its citation that Debato Francis Carré reminds a world in crisis of what has been and what needs to continue in architectural practice. Community, compassion, beauty, and pride. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.